Hello again, and welcome to On This Day here on English Waves. Today is the 14th of March. A big event occurred on this day in 1794 when American inventor Eli Whitney received a patent for his cotton gin. In case you didn't know, a cotton gin is a machine that quickly and easily separates cotton fibres from their seeds, allowing for much greater productivity than manual cotton separation. This new machine caused massive growth in the production of cotton in the United States, concentrated mostly in the South, and this created many fortunes at the same time. Indeed, cotton growing became so profitable for the planters that it greatly increased their demand for both land and slave labour. In 1790, there were 6 slave states. In 1860, there were 15. And approximately 1 in 3 Southerners was a slave. Due to its inadvertent effect on American slavery, the invention of the cotton gin is frequently cited as one of the indirect causes of the American Civil War. Of course, Eli Whitney did not know this when he patented his cotton gin. Other than that, in 1914, Henry Ford announced the new continuous motion method to assemble cars. The process decreased the time to make a car from 12.5 hours to 93 minutes. And to finish, in 1991, a group of prisoners known as the Birmingham Six, imprisoned for 16 years for their alleged part in an IRA pub bombing, were set free after a court agreed that the police had fabricated evidence against them. There are a few interesting and totally unconnected births to point out today. Johann Strauss, the violinist and composer, born on this day in 1804, together with Albert Einstein in 1879, actors Michael Caine in 1933, Billy Crystal in 1948, Prince Albert of Monaco in 1958, and the controversial French footballer Nicolas Anelka. He was born on this day in 1979.
Furthermore, the 14th of March is Constitution Day in Andorra, Heroes Day in St. Vincent and the Grenadine, Mother Tongue Day in Estonia, Spring Day in Albania, as well as White Day, a complementary day to Valentine's Day when men give gifts to women. Although this is mainly celebrated in Japan and Korea, why not celebrate it wherever you are listening to us today? This is Peter Sanderson, Likes of English Waves, wishing you a very happy 14th of March.